I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. It is Sunday night. The Grammys are on. We have the joint is popping here at Watch What Happens Live. We've got Candy Burris in one dressing room wearing kind of a metallic silver and black jumpsuit. Super cute. Did you see it? Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's cute. I'm getting made up. And then you have Bevy Smith, who is just a bevelation, as you know. I love Bevy Smith. She just gave me a great gift. It's like a smiley face bank. She gave it to me for the clubhouse. But I'm going to bring it home to my apartment. What do you think of that? Anyway, should be a great show. I'm not drinking, but that's between me and myself. So it'll be fun to hear me do the show sober tonight. All right, enjoy.
She was on the Essence cover, and I get goosebumps every time she says, "Hello, lover." It's Watch What Happens Live with Candy Burris and Bevy Smith now. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Grammy night, and one of my guests actually has a Grammy. I would too if John Legend hadn't taken his back. Yes, Kim Kardashian may have a new baby named Chicago, but her newest baby is her role in the Broadway revival of Chicago, playing Mama Morton. It's Atlanta housewife and Essence magazine cover girl, Candy Burris, everybody. And in my day, we used to just read Page Six, but now on Page Six TV, she does the reading for you. She's also the host of Bevelations on Radio Andy, Sirius XM, Channel 102. Welcome back, my friend, Bevy Smith. Hi, Bevy. Candy, did you have a show today?
Yes, I had two shows today.
Wow, well, thank you for being here. And you are in Chicago until when? March what?
March 11th.
Okay, very good. And over at the bar, I am sure they're good to mama, but daddy approves too. It's Candy's Chicago co-stars, Michael Scarotto and Peter Nelson. Did I get that right?
Scarotto?
Scarotto. Scarotto. Okay, sorry guys. Okay. How's she doing?
She's great. Phenomenal.
Who was better, Candy or Nene?
Oh.
I plead the fifth.
I'm just kidding. Let's get started. It was so interesting. Kim went to Portia's house for a vegan cooking lesson, but Croy was waiting in the car the whole time. Did that strike you as odd?
No, because that's what they do every scene that she's in.
She goes, he takes her.
Yeah, he sits and waits outside.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know. It's so strange.
Well, while shopping for a birthday present for her hubby, Kenya told her cousin about her lengthy list of wifely duties. And I wanted to get your feedback on this. Take a look.
Being a wife is completely different from being a girlfriend. Yep. That is for sure. You have to always have your energy up. You always have to be sexy. You always have to keep the house together. Do we have washing powder for the clothes that need to be cleaned? I have to take care of the dogs. I have to take them to the vet. I have to make sure they're walked. And then I have to take care of my husband. I have to make sure he likes to walk. I married an alpha male. I've changed, but I love my husband.
Okay, go to WWHL.tv right now. Do you agree with Kenya's checklist for being a good wife? Bevy, do you agree? Is that what a good wife does?
Well, you know, I've been told lately on the computer that you have to have the spirit of a wife, not the spirit of a girlfriend. So she's definitely living that lifestyle. So kudos to her. Hopefully it'll last forever.
Let me give Kenya some props right quick. We, Todd and I went out to lunch with them
recently. Yes, I saw the Instagram.
At his
restaurant. Very handsome, Kenya.
Yes, he's a really nice looking man. Anyway, he just raved about how much of a wonderful wife that Kenya was. Wow. And he said that, you know, you wouldn't know from the things that people say that she's really a real wife, what you expect, you know,
that's
in
nice.
Your mind for a wife to just totally cater.
Okay, the audience is not going for it.
that's what he said, now, I'm telling you.
He said that?
Yes, he said that.
At Candy's party, Todd managed to brave his wife while simultaneously shading her frenemies. It is time for our shady boot moment of the night.
What's up, everybody? First, I want to start off by thanking everybody for coming. This is a very beautiful crowd. I see Kim, Croy, I even see Portia. But you know what? That just shows what type of woman my wife is. She may not get along with you at a certain period or point, but she's not going to trip, and she's going to still do what she does.
You said that? Okay, I know you have questions for Candy and Bevy, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, tonight, Will visited Lake Bailey for the first time and told Cynthia that he didn't like her still being on a dating site. But then at Candy's party, we found out Will had been sighted dating another woman. Take a look.
Despite what my friends are like saying, I trust you without knowing you so much to trust you.
Well, I don't want to date multiple women. I want to focus on you. Remember that.
The guy that Cynthia's dating with his girlfriend.
Are you serious?
Yes, I saw her.
I am not really surprised about this Will news.
I don't want to date you if you have a girlfriend.
I said we get this all out in the open.
You're the one saying that I have a girlfriend. How can you even say that?
I don't know this woman.
My point exactly, so if you spoke to me first.
You should be getting pissed off with a woman. Great. I don't believe that he was lying.
I'm not sure that he is who he says he is.
Here's what. Go to WWHL.tv now and tell us, do you think Will is an opportunist? Mm. Or, as Will said tonight, an opportunist? Yes or no? Okay, that would be a landslide as well. All right. Second, when I need pop culture, musical, musical, or spiritual guidance, I crack open the Book of Bevelations.
Ooh.
So here's what. It's time for that Clubhouse Classic, Bevelation Nation. Bevy, I'm going to throw out some current events. I want your...
See what happens today.
Yeah. Following her stint in the White House, we found out tonight that Omarosa is, she's joining the upcoming season of Celebrity Big Brother. What do you think?
Well, she's going back to her roots, messy reality TV, and there you have it.
It's where she belongs.
It's where she belongs.
Yes. And FYI, Omarosa, Brandi Glanville is going to eat you for lunch.
And FYI, don't try Julie Chen, because her man owns the network.
Yeah, right.
Don't
yes.
try it, honey.
Yes. Octavia Spencer recently shared that when Jessica Chastain learned of their pay inequity on an upcoming project, she banded together with Octavia. As a result, they earned five times what they are asked for.
Yeah.
So should celebrities be negotiating as a team now?
Definitely, but more importantly, women should be staying together in a united front, but women of color and white women have to band together. As you know, black women have been leading the charge on all kinds of societal issues, and we need our white sisters to march with us, to rally for us on things that don't just concern them, that do concern our community as well.
Absolutely. Are you looking forward to Justin Timberlake's performance at the Super Bowl? Will you be disappointed if Janet Jackson isn't there?
You know, Justin Timberlake was disinvited to the cookout after what he did to Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl. You know, he didn't stand with Janet, and so he might make a comeback. He might be able to get a tofurkey kind of hot dog at the cookout if he brings Janet back. But he will never get the potato salad, and he will never get the macaroni and cheese, and he will never get the white meat barbecue chicken because he mucked it up.
The cookout is a metaphor?
It's a metaphor. See, Candy, tell him, explain to him about how we invite people to the cookout or we don't invite people to the cookout.
Is the cookout the black community?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I invited to the cookout?
Yes, you're invited to the cookout, Andy.
Thank God. Because FYI, there's no place I want to be but the cookout.
Exactly.
What about Jay-Z getting... Trump picked a Twitter war with Jay-Z today.
It's so ridiculous because Eminem went on a 5-hour diatribe against Trump, and he said nothing to Eminem, and then he just says one thing, which is like, it was a vulgar statement to call the countries, you know, the S word and everything, and now all of a sudden, Trump is in his feelings. He's ridiculous.
Wrong person to pick a fight with, Jay-Z.
Definitely.
Thank you very much, Betty. Tonight, Portia may have scored an invite to Candy's Essence magazine party, but that's where the friendliness ended, because not only is Candy not fond of scrubs, she also don't want no hugs.
Why are you lagging back? Why don't you come be a part? Why are you sitting back?
Hi, Ty. Hey, how are you doing? Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, this girl, she is still upset, but I'm gonna keep on speaking and keep on hugging, and maybe one day she'll hug her sister back.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV now and tell us, if you were Candy, would you hug Portia, yes or no?
Candy's scared to be involved in the Me Too scandal if she hugged
her. No, that's right.
I will say, we got a lot of tweets saying the Portia jokes are getting old. If you were planning to be petty, then why invite her?
Well, first of all, she's on the show. That's why she got invited. But no, I mean, honestly, we probably would never talk again if it wasn't for us being on the same cast.
Right.
Let's be honest. But on top of that, I am trying to move past it because we do work together, but it was too soon.
Yeah.
I was trying to be nice, but I didn't want to be buddy-buddy.
Here's what. I want to find out who else would cause Candy to freeze if they tried to give her a squeeze as we play Would You Hug Them? Hey, Candy, tell me if you would hug these people. Uh-oh. Would you hug Eva?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, would you hug Dwight?
Yes.
Dwight, yes.
Yes.
Would you hug Nene?
Yes.
Would you hug Phaedra?
No.
Would you hug Kim Fields?
Yes.
Would you hug your ex-employee, Johnny?
Oh.
Okay. would you hug Kim Zolciak?
Nah.
Okay. Would you hug Apollo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Lawrence, our friend from Atlanta, said the ladies are sitting tonight.
Well, thank you, Miss Lawrence.
Yes, absolutely. Let's go to Tashara from Kansas City on the line. Hey, Tashara, what's your question?
Hey, hi, Candy.
Hey.
Okay, so my question is, because there's rumors going around on the internet. What? Rumors? What? Yeah. And they're saying that you and Todd are going to be getting a divorce.
Now,
is there
what?
No. I haven't even heard that rumor.
Oh, my God. Todd's like, what?
No.
You said that? All right.
No
well,
way. No.
Thanks for the 411 on that. Let's go to Courtney from Chicago.
Hi, Andy. I love you and watch you so much.
Thanks. What's your question?
My question for Bevy. Since you're often on the Wendy Williams show, what do you think about Wendy's recent comments about the Me Too movement?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what do you think of Wendy saying she's over the Me Too movement?
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy,
you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Oh, I'm going on her show tomorrow. Oh. So
good, you have something to talk to her
exactly.
about.
I'll be on that show tomorrow. No, you know what? Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I have many things to say about the Me Too movement. I don't think it's a strong enough movement because I think that instead of wearing black or having the white roles, that we really need to take really strong action against these predators. And it goes beyond wardrobe and flowers.
By the way, you were not pleased last week when Kim said that she tried to... That you wanted her to eat her box? Is that what
that
you
was
said?
Oh, no! Some bull crap. That was a lie. And then the thing that I really don't like, let me say this, is that she texted me and said that you guys edited her to make her look like she was saying that. And I said, first of all, from what I saw, it looked like you said that. So that's a lie. First of all, that's a lie. I never, ever in life have tried to come on to her in any kind of way. But for me, I just needed her to say, okay, well, just tell the world that it's not true. If you didn't say that and they edit, just tell the world. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for her to do it.
On the next Housewives of Atlanta, 2 weeks from tonight, Candy's mama Joyce surprisingly asked to meet up with Portia without Candy's knowledge to try to gather intel. Here's a sneak peek. Have you seen this? Take a look.
Candy don't know that I'm talking with you today. Did you honestly, honestly feel that what Phaedra said was the truth?
It was a matter of my friend, who is also an attorney, has just told me something that she said Candy told her herself. You know how serious that is of an accusation.
It's lucky it wasn't me.
They don't see how you could not know she's lying after so long.
Because she kept reassuring me that it was the truth. It was like, you know, and she don't want you to know that she said it. And so all this stuff was, look,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
Scandal.
Let's go to Yvonne from Atlanta. Hey, Yvonne, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great. What's your question?
My question is for Candy. Candy, why are you upset with Portia when Phaedra's the one that started all of this?
Why am I upset with her? That's the part that cracks me up when people say, why am I upset with her? First of all, I know I wasn't as tight with her at that moment as she was with Phaedra, but she and I have been cool for a very long time, and I had never done anything to make her feel uncomfortable around me or anything. So for Phaedra to be able to just tell you something right before we're about to have a conversation and you just throw it out there as if it's true to say something so serious, and she knows for a fact that I would never try to do anything like that to her. So she just believed that I told Phaedra that. Like, that's such crap, you know? And so I just felt like, and then she kept saying and kept, well, somebody told me. But never once was Phaedra ever repeating this publicly. So why would you continue to believe that it was true to it? I don't believe the whole thing of her believing Phaedra. I feel like she just wanted to come at me with, you know, some things to say because we were arguing, and she ran with it, and I feel like that's not the type of thing that you run with.
Okay. It is Grammy night, as we mentioned earlier, 60th Grammy Awards, and we want to look at some fashions, and it is time to read. The reading room is open. Let's start with Katie Holmes wearing Zac Posen.
I love, love, love this look. It's very, very daring for Katie Holmes, and it just shows that when you go black, you'll never go back. She's got that Jamie Foxx.
Hell yes.
She's got a finger wave. She's wearing black leather like a Black Panther. I love it. Go ahead, Katie. She's invited to the cookout.
What about pink wearing Armani Privé?
You know, no one does red carpet like Armani Privé, but I don't particularly love this look on her. I think it's a lot of feathers for her. And the little white rose just throws it off. I mean, yeah, no, not so much.
You like it?
I love pink, but I'm not a favorite.
Okay, what about Cardi B wearing an Ashy Studio dress?
You know, I love that Cardi B has stepped out of the, like, hoochie mama kind of, like, you know, just that same kind of bodycon silhouette. This is a very daring fashion move. It's very Celine Dion. You know, so it's architectural and it's moment and everything. So it's bold and it's daring.
You like it, Candy?
I think she looks beautiful.
What about Sarah Silverman wearing a Maggie Maryland dress?
It's a hot, sticky, icky mess. This is not funny, Sarah Silverman. This is not funny.
Okay, what about Hailee Steinfeld wearing Alexander Vautier?
Yes, darling. I live for it and I love the purple boot. It just gives her that youthful kind of plunge there. Because the dress could be very much like for a grown-ass woman, but then you put the boot with it and it shows that she's a young rocker chick.
Candy, you like it?
It's interesting.
Eve wearing Naeem Khan and Chopard jewelry.
I love this one.
Yes. Yeah. Come on, Eve. Yeah. I love it. And it's very harkens back to the Michael Jackson moment that we're having.
Janelle Monáe wearing Dolce & Gabbana.
You know, I love Janelle Monáe, and I think that she takes a lot of fashion risk, and I love this look.
Sam Smith wearing Cerruti 1881.
Come on, Money Green.
What about Lady Gaga wearing Armani Privé?
See, this is a little severe for me.
Thanks for playing. By the way, Marlo tweeted, Candy looks amazing. I have that same jumper. And she said, Bevy, yes, mother loving. Yes, mother loving the all the black. Candy, who makes the jumpsuit?
This is Zara, isn't it?
Is it?
I'm not sure. I didn't even
Candy,
look.
You wanted to say what?
Oh, Todd just wanted to remind everybody, as far as the Porsche conference question, Phaedra and I hadn't been friends for a couple of years before last season. We hadn't hung out together at all before that last season. So she basically, when would I have ever told her that? So he was like, common sense should have told Porsche. I hadn't even talked to Phaedra in years on anything personal. So why would I tell her that?
Hashtag clear the air.
Bevy, Marissa J, I know you love a good vacation. Best place for a single girl to go?
Oh, there's so many places. But my best trip ever was Bali.
All right. Bali Bevy.
Bali, you saw Bali Bevy. She yes. was romping.
Our jackal goes to the fact that Ed Sheeran beat Queens of Pop, Lady Gaga, Kesha, Kelly Clarkson, and Pink for Best Pop solo performance. You know I usually root for a ginger, but Ed's song Shape of You already won a Grammy once before when it was called No Scrubs, written by Candy Burris. Candy, I know that Ed had to give you a writing credit on that song and pay you. Shouldn't he also have to break his Grammy and send you a piece?
Well, it depends on what the song. If it's for vocal performance, just the artist gets that. If it's all for right. a song, then the writers get
it. Oh, there you go. I want to thank Candy, Bevy, Michael, and Peter. Hey, everybody, it's the After Show. I'm here with Candy and Bevy and the boys from Chicago. Okay, Candy is in Chicago until March 11th. Watch Bevy on Page Six TV and listen to her on Radio Andy. And you can see the boys on stage in Chicago at the Ambassador Theater. It is Michael and Peter. Yes. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Sean. I'm from Tennessee.
Hey, Sean, what's your question?
First of all, Bevy, I love you. Bevy, who do you think are the best and worst dressed Real Housewives at the moment?
Best and worst dressed Real Housewives. Doesn't have to be Atlanta. Can be anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I would think someone from New Jersey would probably be worst dressed.
Okay.
And I would think someone from Beverly Hills or from Atlanta would be best dressed because those places really do adore fashion.
Right. I'm surprised by all the labels in Atlanta. You guys, I mean...
I mean, have you been to that mall? Did they have that outdoor mall?
No.
Everything is there.
Oh, really? Yes.
What's that mall called?
You talking about the new one they did?
Yeah.
I forgot what we call it now.
Oh. Child, everything is there. It's like walking on Fifth or Madison
it's
or Rodeo.
Bucket.
Really?
It's very fancy.
Mm.
And the people come dressed up for brunch, child. I was like, oh, my God. You got to bring garments upon garments
upon
garments. Yeah,
in Atlanta, girls wear full makeup, you know, hair, everything,
so
in the middle
labels.
Of the week, in the middle of the day. It's like dressed up for no reason.
Wow. Yeah,
it is dressed up for no reason. And it's very discouraging because it's so expensive.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm really afraid of the price tags. When I'm adding everything up, I'm like, that's like $10,000 worth of garments.
Right.
How are they affording these things? And I say, mind your business.
Yeah.
Eat your soup.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Dara, and I'm calling from Monticello, Arkansas.
Hey.
And Andy, I love you to death. Hi, Miss Bevy.
Hi, love.
And hi, Miss Candy. You're my favorite housewife.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Love you to death. My question is about congratulations on the Essence cover. That's super cool.
Thank you.
But my question is, my question is, I know you and Portia are still not in a good place, but I was sort of like, why even invite her? Why even waste that energy?
I already answered
Well, yeah,
it.
We already.
So basically, we on a show together, and.
Well, yeah, but if you really didn't want to have her, you could.
Oh no, but with this moment, I wanted everybody to see this.
You did.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, everybody, y'all come on, girl.
Yeah. Right. Back to the phones, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Renee Taylor from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hi.
Hey, Renee.
Hi, Bevy, Andy, Kim. I was wondering, Bevy, would you be? Are you open to a reunion for the show, Fashion Queens, or do you think you guys will ever come back? Because we really miss you.
Well, you know, I would be very open to a reunion of Fashion Queens. I thought it was a phenomenal show. Andrew Cohen has some pull over at Bravo. I wish
not really. Not anymore. I'm not in charge of programming.
I didn't say that. I just said you had some pull.
Okay.
Well,
you will recall that when I did have pull, I put that show on TV.
Yes, you did, kind sir.
Okay, good.
With no questions asked, you put it on the air.
Yes.
You did a good thing. What? You did a good thing.
Yes, I agree.
It was a mitzvah.
It set me two places at the cookout. I'm bringing +1 to the cookout.
We have to approve your fucking +1, though, because
that's fine.
No fools up in there.
That's fine. Okay, I'm not going to bring a fool to the cookout. As a matter of fact, I don't want to bring anybody to the cookout. I want all the food for myself.
There you go.
Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Kiki. I'm calling from Texas.
Hey, Kiki, what's your question?
Hey, Candy, I love you so much.
Hey.
My question is for Candy. I was just wanting to know, had you spoke to Phaedra since the incident, or has she reached out to apologize or anything?
Nope. Nope and nope.
There you go. Haven't seen her since the reunion.
I haven't seen her. I haven't talked to her. I haven't heard from her.
Yes. What was your first impression of Eva?
Oh, I like Eva. I think she's really cool. I love the way she handled herself. You'll see some things coming up in the future where, you know, people rub her the wrong way.
She don't play.
She handles herself.
And what do you think of Kenya kind of, she really was not, she seems like she's not having the drama this season.
Oh, yeah. Kenya has definitely been trying to just be about her marriage right now.
Yeah.
Like, she's totally just focused on her man. She hasn't really been in the drama like, you know, in the past. You expect her to always challenge every situation. She wasn't doing that this year.
All right.
That's called when you get your own business, honey. You don't want to get up in nobody else's business. She got a good thing. She want to keep that working.
Right.
Kudos. I ran to her in Saks Fifth Avenue over the holidays.
Is that right?
She was buying expensive things. I was browsing.
Oh. I want to thank Candy and Bevy and Peter and Michael. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Business can mean a lot of things.
For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.